Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Arts Place, conservative talk from a different view, from the Casablanco studio in Golden, Colorado, hosted by Art Carlson. At 4'6", liberals fear him and conservatives love him. He's definitely a giant among men.
This is going to be a short show. We've just tested. We're just going to talk on a couple topics here. One is about violence at the Trump rallies lately. And then we'll talk about when a four-year-old boy fell into the compound. So let's talk about the violence at the Donald Trump. The Coliseum or the event center where throwing things at people, beating up people. Beaten up. Different views could talk about their different ideas. Shut it down because they don't like what they hear. I mean, that's not what America is about. It's about freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. We're being taught this garbage because you have liberal professors who don't like the wherewithal to keep people from expressing their opinions, their ideas on conservative values, expressing different opinions. Just, I mean, all the candidates stink. ...3% with Bernie Sanders? That scares me. Johnson, he believes in open borders. And that's the American. It just wanted, you know, come here, take our jobs, and send whatever money they've got, save, make a better life for themselves. But you have to assimilate. A child because it dishonors the religion. You know, that's just a little out there. Now, I like to have to figure out something. I don't know what's going to happen with the Republican Party after this election. If it goes away like the and hopefully unless Trump really does something miraculous. It's just going to be way worse than what happened. He was in office. They hated him. And they hated Ronald Reagan, but you know what? Ronald Reagan had a way. And he turned the government by adding that really wasn't needed. Well, what's needed is free markets, and that's going to drive down the prices of medication for, especially for older people and all right, let's see. Randy's listening. I gotta give him the link to this show. And darn, it didn't get. All right, let's. To make sure that everything is running correctly on this last week's show was just so let's keep going for a few more minutes here, and then I'm going to play some music, and then we'll talk about the gorilla that was killed in Cincinnati. If you want to call in, the number is 477-1786. All right, now I'll give the number to Randy, too. So that's what's going on. Anyway, so I'm a little bit distracted. And you listen to my show on my website, which is artsplaceradio.com, which hopefully we'll have that up really turn into a podcast so we can archive it. And you folks could listen to it later. And, all right, I see Randy is. And it's driving me nuts. And. Board is very similar to the one I've got, only it's got a USB connection on it, so that might really solve a lot. So Randy, let me know if stirring up the game on the main has any effect on it. If I sound a little distorted. The sound quality. I don't want to turn it up too high to where I overload and get really. And. Some Paul Galaxy and Galactics,
Firecracker like the 4th of July. Got a firecracker ready to fly. Firecracker big and round. I've got a firecracker ready to pound. Look my way, you'll understand. Firecracker.
By Paul Galaxy and the Galactic. All right, so all righty, we got a little over 10 minutes left in the show, and we're gonna just keep on going. So we had a gorilla in and got into the moat in the gorilla enclosure, and this the gorilla killed him, and they were able to save the 4-year-old boy. So now the big to-do right now is, who's at fault? To their child, or was it the zoos? Enclosure. And you know how kids can be kids. They were pretty popular back in the You know what? It also goes to when they drown. Keep an eye on the kids. They just cannot let them out of their sight or else. It's just crazy. Kids will be kids and they get away from their parents. I see videos on Facebook where kids got away from their parents and were running around the mall and they fell off the escalator and got seriously hurt because they fell 10 feet. And that little kid who was probably about 2 or 3 years old hit the floor like a bag of wet cement. The way information can get out there quicker that we're hearing. So getting back to Donald Trump, Gary Johnson, I mean, even a lot of my libertarian friends are not really happy with Gary Johnson because you know, he's a former governor of New Mexico and he was a two-term governor of New Mexico. And so a lot of the libertarians are thinking, oh, well, he's not rigid enough for our taste. He's not libertarian. Agree on anything. They want the Republican Party, and we've got so many different factions to where that's how a Donald Trump pushy Republicans running for president form of compassionate conservatism, which is a misnomer because conservatism is compassionate. You don't need a modifier in front of it. That shit, it just drives me nuts. And their ways rarely ever work. All it does is it grows the size of government, and the bigger it gets, the worse it gets. I mean, look at what's going on in Venezuela. Let's play one more tune before we close out the show.
Around the world.
right, that was. Alrighty, that was just a little bit of music here while I keep going. Hey, let's play. We don't have enough time to play that tune. So, anyway, so this is probably going to be the last show for me. About 5 years ago when I started this, once I had everything up and running, it was good. And now I have I listened to the countdown before the show. The narrator or the person talking. I'm going to spend the money to up it to the ultimate channel. And because it used to sound really good. And another thing it could be is that I'm using Wi-Fi, and that might have something to do with it. A direct cable link into my office there. But when I was living in Golden, I had the tuning in here to Blog Talk Radio, enjoying my show. We're going to be soon moving to guys, have a wonderful weekend. See you next time. Bye-bye.